Okay, so remember our examples about the weather in Las Vegas and the weather in Boston, and there's less information in saying that it's sunny in Las Vegas than saying there's sunny in Boston. On the other hand, there's more information about saying it's rainy in Las Vegas. It has something to do with the surprise value, the feelings you've actually learned something, is tied to how frequent a particular message is among the sequence of all possible messages that you might receive. So the mathematical concept that captures that is called self-information. Self-information of a message is the base 2 logarithm of 1 over the frequency of the message. So if a message occurs 10% of the time, 1 over 1/10 is 10, and the base 2 logarithm, which is always spelled LG without the O, that's how you can tell it from the natural logarithm or the decimal logarithm. Base 2 logarithm, the convention is to spell it LG. Of that number is the so-called self-information. And so let's take a simple example. Here is our 4-symbol alphabet. And let's just suppose that each of these 4 symbols, A, B, C, D, occurs in a sequence of message in random order with equal frequency. So what are the self-information? Well, what's log to the base 2 of 0.25? You can do it two ways. You can think about it for a moment. If you think about it for a moment, 0.25 is a quarter. 1 over 0.25 is 4. Okay? And the base 2 logarithm is 4 is the number that you'd have to raise 2 to in order to get 4, which is 2, because 2 squared is 4. Okay? So that's how you get 2. And for any example more complicated than that, okay, you instead go to Google Calculator and just ask it, or if you want to check your own thinking, you just type LG of 2 in and it gives you back the answer. I'm sorry, LG of, I'm sorry, LG of let's do it right. Let's LG of 1 over 0.25. Okay? And it comes back and tells you 2. All right? So Google is great for checking your work or for computing these things. You do not have to use a slide rule. You don't have to use a pocket calculator. You don't have to remember how to program your Texas Instruments calculator or, HP calculator, whatever. Okay, so there we are. So the 2 there is exactly the measure of how many bits you really need if you've got 4 different messages and you just code them the obvious way, any obvious way, 00011011, without trying to be clever about the fact that they might come at different frequencies, because in this case, they don't come at different frequencies. But let's take an example where the frequencies are skewed, where 70% of the messages are A's, and then 10% each are B, C, and D. Okay, now if you just grind through, we could go back to Google Calculator and do it. I'm not going to do it. You can do it yourself. And you discover that the base 2 logarithm of 1 over 0.7 is a little over a half, and the other numbers are much larger. Okay, so the high-frequency message bears little information, and the low-frequency messages bear a lot of information. That's the intuitive concept here.